We'll start this morning with that news you may have heard already on the news desk on Good Morning Ulster. From next week, women will be able to get an abortion in Northern Ireland privately for the first time. That'll be after the charity Marie Stopes opens a clinic in Belfast next Thursday. It says it'll provide terminations within Northern Ireland's current legal framework, where abortions are not illegal but are very strictly controlled. However, anti-abortion groups have called for it to be shut down already. Now, last year, 1,007 women from Northern Ireland travelled to the mainland for a termination. So will this new option for women make a huge difference? And will it be a good thing for women living here? We want to hear your views. Very split opinion on this. We want to try and get as many of you as possible on the programme. 08459 555 678. Before that, the former PUP MLA, Dawn Purvis, who's the new programme director at Marie Stopes Northern Ireland, is with me. Dawn, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel.
First of all, can you tell people listening this morning who maybe don't know about the clinic, don't know the history, exactly what it is?
Well, we're very pleased to be opening the first of its kind in Northern Ireland, a world-class sexual and reproductive healthcare centre that will offer an integrated family planning and sexual health service under the one roof in a very safe, sensitive and non-judgmental atmosphere with very highly trained healthcare professionals. We can offer support and advice around a range of services from contraception, both short-term contraceptive methods and long-term contraceptive methods, for example, like coils and implants. We will also offer screening and referral and counselling for HIV, for sexually transmitted infections, screening and treatment, and right through to early medical abortion services within the law up to 9 weeks.
So many things you've mentioned there. The headline grabber, as you've seen already, will be the facility for these early abortions. The criticism that's coming, I assume that you were expecting this.
Well, we know that there are strongly held views in Northern Ireland about a woman's right to choice. But what we're offering is an integrated family planning and sexual health care facility. As I said, the first of its kind in Northern Ireland.
Do we need it? I mean, it's nothing different to what's offered by the GP, surely, is it?
Well, given that we have seen an increase in the last number of years of sexually transmitted infections within certain year groups, given the fact that people find it difficult to access sexually transmitted infection, GUM services very quickly and effectively in order to get appointments, given that we have some waiting lists for certain methods of contraception and availability in hospitals. Women have to wait on appointments, for example, for 6 weeks in some trust areas in order to have a coil fitted. We're offering that service. So it's an integrated family planning and sexual health service right across the board for women and men in Northern Ireland. So it's a private healthcare service. It's not a service that people can access on the National Health Service. Those services are available individually on the National Health Service, but they're not available in an integrated centre such as ours.
You've heard some of the criticisms already, and some people are saying that this is going to open the floodgates for terminations and abortions in Northern Ireland. How do you respond to that?
Well, abortion is something that's been about for many, many years. Abortions, as we know, are carried out legally within the NHS, a very, very small number of them, because the law is very restricted in Northern Ireland, and that's the law within which we will be operating. But we also know that many women from Northern Ireland travel to our centres in England every day, in fact, to access safe abortion services. So we will be providing that choice for women here in Northern Ireland within the law.
Well, if a woman comes to the centre beyond the 9 week period or in a situation where an abortion to take place in Northern Ireland would be outside the law, I mean, is the idea that you then steer her towards a centre in England?
Well, that's one of the services that we provide for women who are thinking of travelling and who do not meet the legal tests within Northern Ireland. We will offer them a safe haven, if you like, somewhere that they can come and they can talk to people, they can talk to professionals who can offer support and advice in a confidential, non-judgmental way. We can assess them medically, we can talk to them about their travel plans, we can talk to them about our centres in England and what they can expect expect when they get to our centre. So it's really a stepping stone, if you like, for women who choose to go down that route and choose to have an abortion, that we can provide some of that support here at home and remove some of that trauma that many women face. Because when women are faced with a crisis pregnancy and a non-planned pregnancy, it's a very difficult time for them in their lives. They wonder who they can turn to for support, and we can provide that support. We have a 24-hour helpline that women can ring. We have telephone counsellors and where they can get support, and they can get information about the services that we provide.
And just to be clear, because it is something that's probably going to come up in terms of a criticism, is it too far to stretch it to say that then you would be actively encouraging women who would come to you seeking an abortion where it's not legal in Northern Ireland to then go to one of your sister clinics in mainland UK?
I think it's really wrong to say that we actively encourage anyone. What we do is we offer choice, and every step of a woman's journey, we offer her choice. And if there's any ambiguity displayed by that woman, then we offer her counselling, because ultimately it's a woman's choice as to whether she continues to with treatment or not. So I don't think it's about encouraging, and I think it shows a misunderstanding, if you like, about our services and about counselling services. Counselling services really help a woman explore the options available and open to her, and that includes adoption, that includes continuing with the pregnancy. And many of the women that would come to us even for counselling services in our centres in England, after having counselling continue, some choose to continue with their pregnancy.
So the critics who would say that you would ask them to focus more on the counselling services that you provide and not necessarily all on the other medical services, so to speak?
Well, I would like them to come and see and visit our premises and see the services that we provide, because it's not about coercion, it's not about encouraging, it's about providing people with choice when it comes to decisions that affect their lives and affect their physical and mental well-being. And that's right across the board. For example, for contraception for couples and what is best for them, for sexual health screening, if someone has an issue of concern, it can be very embarrassing. They may not want to approach their own GP, they may not want to approach the GUM services that exist in Northern Ireland, and they may just want to come and talk to someone in privacy and confidential who can understand and provide that support in a non-judgmental way. It's not to say that they will continue with treatment or choose to go down a particular route. They may be content with the information and support that they've received and leave.
There is a cost, of course, involved here, and again, some critics have said that this is basically a profit-making organisation. It is, in fact, a charitable organisation. I mean, how does that work? How is the charity set up? And in terms of the cost, does the cost go back into the charity, or what happens?
Mary Stopes International is a charity. We work in 42 countries worldwide, providing safe abortion services, mother and baby care, and access to sexual and reproductive health care in many countries. We're a non-profit-making organisation, so any surplus that we generate either through our centres in England or in Europe is ploughed back into the charitable work that we do. Yes, we are a private healthcare provider in Northern Ireland. We are providing the same service as if a woman was travelling to any of our centres in England, or men were travelling to any of our centres in England, for example, to access sterilisation services. They're treated as a private client. Obviously, we wish that was different. We have done our best to keep the costs as low as we can. We would hope that women could access, and women and men could access, our services in conjunction with the NHS, as we do with our centres in England. And maybe that's something that we can consider in the future.
You mentioned, and just finally, maybe, you mentioned, you know, people's journeys. Think of your journey from the political realm to this role that you have now with Mary Stopes International. Is this something you've always felt passionately about, even in your political role? And as a politician, would you have liked to have seen the abortion laws changed here and brought into line with the rest of the UK?
Women's choice and access to safe and legal abortion services is something that has been with me all my life. I grew up not too far from here, Joel, and I remember as a young girl of about 7 or 8 listening to women huddled together talking about how a girl, in inverted commas, had got herself into trouble and how she was going to get herself out of trouble. And I was intrigued by these conversations, and as I got older and listened to more of these conversations, the way the girl got herself out of trouble was to go and see a drunken alcoholic doctor who'd been struck off the medical register, who propped up a bar in the York Hotel on Botanic Avenue. And if you had enough money to buy him a bottle of vodka, he took you to a dirty back street and performed an operation on you, and you were lucky to survive with your life. That's why I hold my views so strongly, and I believe that women should have access to safe and legal abortion services, and I wish that they were free under the NHS.
And you think it's time to change the law on the other hand?
Well, we have to operate within the law as it exists, and we have to provide those services within the law. And that's what I mean about safe and legal abortion services. We are providing those services, and we will be providing those services within our centre in Belfast.
Dawn Purvis, thank you very much.